Good morning. How's everyone? How many of you are afraid today? You're three. That's good to know. And it's good to know that you're three but not afraid. That's good. How many of you have fears? How many of you are afraid of spiders? You're afraid of spiders, Vincent? Really? How about rats or mice? Yeah, all the ladies are raising their hands. I see that. I understand that. How many of you are afraid of the darkness? Yeah, you don't like being in a dark room, right? Yeah, you like for mom and dad or grandpa and grandma to be in a room with you. I understand that. How many of you are afraid of just being afraid? You ever thought of that? Yeah. See, these are all natural things because we are human beings. It's natural for us to be afraid of these things. But how many of you are afraid to see Jesus? How many of you are afraid? And how many of you will be afraid when he comes again with glory and great power? There are many people, Jesus says, that will be fainting. They'll be perplexed. There'll be great fear on the earth when Jesus returns. But what does he say to us? What does he say to you as his dear child? No, he says that you're to stand up. You're actually to straighten up and lift up your head. Why? Because your redemption is drawing nigh. Here's your redemption. Who is the one who has saved us from our sin and from the power of the devil and from even ourselves? Jesus. It is Jesus who's done this. Why would we be afraid of our King? Why would you be afraid of your Savior? But there will be many people who will be. So there are many things that you're afraid of in life. But my message to all of you today is, don't let people tell you to be afraid of Jesus and his return. For when Jesus comes, that will be a great day of joy for us. Why will you be leaping as deer, as the calf from the stall? Why will you be leaping for joy? Okay, you can tell me pretty soon. Wait till I finish. Come on over. Oh, I see. You're not going to give up, are you? So, okay, go ahead and tell me. You forgot. He forgot. So, even Cooper does not have to be afraid. Because when Jesus comes, where is Jesus going to take Cooper and all of you and everyone looking at you? To heaven. And we will live with him in eternal joy. Remember our word for CWS? The word is?
Joy!
Yeah, the word is joy. We Christians live in eternal joy. And thanks be to Jesus that we have that great joy. Cooper, what did you want to tell me?
Come back here.
Okay. Okay, let's fold our hands and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming one day to take us into yourself. Oh, Lord, help us not to be afraid, but to know that when you do come, that will be a time of great joy. For all of us, for we will see our King face to face, and we will live with you forever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my King. And all the children said,
Amen.